If you've got a name, then share it with me. We will talk, cause I am Tony. So voice your voice with Tony Voice Voice.
Hello and welcome to another perspiring edition of Tony Voice Voice, voicing his voice yet again for you soggy little listeners. Now, today's episode is all about the human mind. We will explore every neurological avenue in search of the sexy mysteries behind our consciousness. Sadly, we are without our beloved pervert Wayne, who's currently being audited by the Inland Revenue. Our wishes go out to him in his continuous battle against the crippling governmental tax system. Now, in Wayne's stead, we have a special guest presenter for today's show. With a doctorate in cognitive therapy from the University of Baghdad, he is one of the brightest minds in the studio. So I'm offering a big welcome to today's co-presenter, Dr. Touch me.
Touch me.
I beg your pardon.
I said touch me.
You do know we're on air.
It's my name, you buffoon.
I apologise. For a moment there, I thought you were propositioning me.
Really? How strange. Is that something you would like to talk about?
Not particularly. It was just a passing thought.
I see. Did your uncle ever proposition you? Perhaps late one summer's night after one drink too many, he staggered into your bedroom, reeking of tobacco and gin, before forcing his wrinkled hands on you in ways you'll never want to relive again. Is that something you would like to discuss?
Can we keep the focus on the show, please?
Avoidance only worsens the pain, Tony. Yes, it does.
Yes, anyway. We've also got everybody's favourite Cockney scallywag appearing later on the show. Craig Ball will be here to offer advice to any caller, so if you'd like to talk to Craig, call the studio on 800-VOICE or email the studio on tony@saltyvishnu.eu. So, Dr. Touch Me, the human mind is really capable of some quite incredible things. Communication, creativity, logic and reasoning are all just some of the cognitive processes we all take for granted. What can you tell us about the potential of the human brain?
Well, the potential is vast. Yes, vast. I already said that. I know you did. I was simply agreeing with you.
Are you all right, Doctor?
Of course, Daddy.
He's not your biological father.
Well, he's more of a father than you've ever been. How dare you?
Ah, great. You're a nutcase. Just what I need.
I'm a doctor, Jim, not a miracle worker.
Yes, moving on. Now, Doctor, if you could stay lucid for just one moment, I would like to open a dialogue about the capacity for evil. Can you tell me what the deciding factor is in doing bad things?
The source of evil. Very good.
Evil? Have I been a bad boy?
Not at all. These are all telltale signs of multiple personality disorder. Only you don't quite realise it yet. So I'm ill? It's okay, I'm a doctor, remember?
Yes, I'm sure you're a busy man, Dr. Touch Me. You know, you should probably think about heading back soon.
And leave you all alone again? I don't think so. I might find you shaking in a corner, weeping at lost memories, whilst grasping your razor blade you're considering using to turn your barest. Then who'll take care of Mother?
I really need to start vetting these guests.
Don't let him touch me again. Please, Tony!
Where did you say you graduated from again?
The mighty Iraq will rise again. Blessed be Ta-da-dum.
Perhaps it's time to get you a little bit of help. How about we make a quick phone call?
You want to section me?
It's for your own good, Dr. Touch Me.
If you touch that telephone, I'll rape your microphone.
I'm sorry, Touch Me.
You'll never take me alive! Viva Castro!
Okay, right, let's get some adverts.
That is the sound of our patent platinum can being opened, barely harnessed in its salty grip.
Poison.
With more taurine than wherever you find taurine, this energy drink will give your nightmares bad dreams. We're not entirely sure what goes into poison, but perhaps there are electrolytes. Either way, this small badger seems happy with it, and he's Asian. Listen as he fondles his furry manhood. You are vibrating, twitching, quiver a man faint. Show off your technique, fall fast forward, or start with a jump. Start a fight with a homeless man, lose on purpose, stab a stranger, steal his skin. Anything is possible with poison. This product may be unsuitable to humans, livestock, and particularly hairy reptiles. Can act as an aphrodisiac for cuttlefish.
We now have a rare treat for you hairy well-wishers. I am pleased to welcome back our knife-wielding Londoner, Craig Ball, to the studio. Hello, Craig.
You're right, Tommy, old plate.
Now, Craig is here to answer some of your calls. But remember, today's show is all about the mind, so please keep your calls in some way relevant. And it looks like we've got our first caller. Craig, if you'd like to continue.
You're speaking to Craig Ball, my son. What can I help you with?
Yes, hello. My name is Graham and I'm 39 years old. Recently I've been thinking more and more about, you know, bad things, and basically I'm scared of what might happen. I don't think I can trust myself to stay on the straight and narrow.
Can we be a little bit more specific? Are we talking apple bobbin or typewriting? I got into a bit of a Barney myself not long back. Some paraffin started giving me a little bit of Omar Sharif, so I stuck in with my drummer. Next thing you know, the fishing rod's reading my rights, so I called that Chelsea Blue who helped me out with the divorce, told him I'd been nicked for assault. It was down in 2 minutes. Say what you want about them 4x2s, but they know a thing or two about space hoppers. Got me off with a warning.
Yes, anyway, I found myself spending more and more time outside the local primary school. I would be parked outside for hours each day watching the children as they raced for the playground. After a while, I would stare aimlessly at the box of sweets on the passenger seat before a wash of guilt would envelop me. I think I need help, Craig.
So you're a Jeremy then, Graham? A bit of dodging, eh? Nothing wrong with that in my books. In fact, it reminds me of my younger days. I was having a butcher's at some shake and not stirred, and next thing you know, I'm spending the night in some flowery dough around Peckham. Turns out she was underage. The chief constable's saucepan. Technically, I did nout wrong, but they wanted to make an example of me, so I spent the next 2 weeks serving the community. I didn't even get turtle head from that encounter.
So you're saying these feelings are normal? I'm not a monster.
These days, those teapots are indistinguishable from the real thing. All I'm saying is that just when you think you've bagged yourself a bit of tutti frutti, she tells you she's still at Jar Rule. By then, it's too late, of course, so finishing's all you can do.
But what if you already knew?
Then you're a nonce, my son.
But I want to change.
Me old man used to say, stick with what you know. If you like Georges of the younger variety, then it's your prerogative, in my opinion. Just remember to keep you bright and protected, and if them porkies catch you, deny everything.
Thank you, Craig. You've given me a new lease of life. I'll remember you fondly.
Glad to be of service. Next call, please.
The name's Jiggy. Dude, this show is like the best thing ever. It just totally opens your mind, you know?
Glad you enjoy it, Jig. So what can I help you with? Bit of trouble with the plate and dishes, eh? Or maybe you're deep in with the Persians. Either way, I'm sure we'll get to the bottom of it.
It's them. They're everywhere, man.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Them jam rolls are everywhere. They say we've a million of them over here.
Reptilian shapeshifters from the fourth dimension. They run everything. Open your eyes, bro.
You must be Saddam Hussein, my friend. What the Henry Neville are you talking about?
They live in the hollows of the earth. They control the whole world, man. Like, in a single conglomerate, government, religion, it's all part of the plan.
Reptiles, you say? You mean like those Joe Blakes and the like?
You may have heard of a little group called the Nazis. Hitler was reptilian, you know? The Queen too? That's why you only see half a face and a coin. Think about it.
I'm not sure about that. Seems like you've been on the happy feed. I've got nothing against the odd laugh and a joke, but too much and you'll go swayzy, my friend. Take it from a sample like me. I'd go easy on the Nelly from now on.
You're brainwashed, Craig. You're paying into the idea of the New World Order. Have you ever heard of the Illuminati?
I've never seen the Sopranos.
How about the illegalisation of marijuana, pressure from the goddamn timber industry? It is all to feed the capitalist fat cats and lizard men. Wake up, dude.
I'll take that on board. Thank you again, Jiggy. Now we've got a few of them electronic messages coming in. Jack from Essex says, the mind is an arbitrary mechanism. The penis is humanity's truest asset. Interesting point there. He's also sent in a few nude shots of his lolly. Thanks for that, Jack. Very impressive indeed. Next up, we have an email from Mbemwe in Nigeria. He says, hello, my friend from the United Kingdom. I'm an African king who sadly has a sister suffering from AIDS. I need to transfer $4 million into your account for the duration of 3 weeks. You'll be rewarded both by Christ our Lord and the priceless sum of $10,000. Please reply with your account information, including your PIN number. Thanks for the proposal, Mbemwe. I'll get back to you very shortly. And finally, we have something here from Ricky from Glasgow. Dear TVV Studios, your continuous offence to the Christian Church has left me with no other choice but to denounce you all in the name of the Holy Father. Much like the plagues unleashed in Egypt, I've attached a Trojan horse to bring you and your sinful flock to your knees. P.S. Please download the attachment. I would love to, Ricky, but I've not the foggiest what an attachment is. Computers aren't my thing, I'm afraid. Anyway, that's all from me. Thanks for all your calls, and don't forget, if you see me down the Wormwood, get me a pint of Foster's. You never know, I just might drink it from your stomach. See you soon, Tone.
Thanks again, Craig. You've done a wonderful job. It's now time for an advertisement break.
This is a casting call to all self-indulging, monotonous douchebags. If you live for bitching, shagging, shopping, and scheming, then you could be just the kind of social reject we need. Channel 4 is bringing you a reality-style docu-soap with a twist in Shagit Island. 30 fame-hungry losers will literally fuck their way to freedom as they each attempt to fornicate with everything on the island. Parrots, turtles, crabs and coconuts are just some of the items that could earn contestants potential shag points as they compete for the coveted prize of presenting T4 Sunday.
Do you think I've got a chance with the coconut?
Shaggy.
That crab's definitely got a game plan going. He's just trying to belittle everybody.
Shaggy.
I saw that palm tree first, you slag.
Shaggy.
Total Game Plan.
Shag!
If you feel ready to spend the next 3 years raping the ocean or shagging the sand, get down to the studio now. Entrance must be between the ages of 18 and 21. No fatties, no uggos.
It's now time for our regular feature with Adam Jervis. This week we sent him to a mental asylum. Here's what he got up to.
Hello again, in case you're wondering, it's me, Adam Jervis. Tony has sent me away again to investigate somewhere for his radio show. This week I'm at the Frank Summer Institute for the Mentally Ill. Apparently this is where the crazy people like to hang out, but it looks more like a hospital if you ask me. Anyway, I'm supposed to speak to some of the mongoloids, so I should probably get on with it. I asked a nurse who's the most mental, and she said there's a man who likes to go to the toilet on the floor. Oh, wait a second, here he is now. Hello, what's your name? Oh, never mind. Let's talk to somebody else. Hello, can I ask you a few questions, please?
No!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you.
My husband's coming today!
Well, that should be nice. How long have you been married for?
I don't understand. Where's my husband?
I thought you said he was coming today.
No, leave me alone!
It's okay, I just want you to talk. What's your name?
It's Jean. Have you seen my husband?
Wait, is that a bruise on your arm? Let me have a look at that.
No! No!
Okay, okay, I'll leave you alone, for God's sake. Right, let's speak to somebody else, shall we? Wait, there's somebody there normal looking. Excuse me. Hello there, can I trouble you for a few questions? Wait, hang on. Dad?
What the fuck do you want?
What are you doing in a place like this?
It's none of your fucking business.
Wait, are you insane?
Ask your brother. He's the one who sectioned me.
Stephen, why did he do that?
Enough with the questions.
Where is he anyway?
Over there.
Stephen, what are you doing here?
Ask Dad. What do you think? I fucking sectioned him.
What do you think you're playing at? You can't just section people for no reason. And you wonder why our family's so fucking dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional? Do you want me to belt you?
No.
Now, what do you say?
I'm sorry.
That's better. Now get to bed.
But I don't live here.
You too, Stephen.
No.
I'm not quite sure what's going on here. I mean, are they treating you all right?
Well, sort of. I mean, other than the odd bit of patient abuse, it's not that bad. It's Stephen that I'm worried about.
What's he talking about?
I stabbed someone.
To be fair, he was defending my honour.
What on earth's happened to you?
It's really not that bad. I could get you sectioned if you want.
No way.
Oh, go on.
Piss off.
Adam, let your brother section you.
Oh, do I have to?
I'll give you 3 seconds.
Well, I've got a life outside. I don't want to be sectioned.
Don't be so fucking selfish. 1, 2.
All right, go get the nurse. So it looks like I'm staying around for a little while. That's it from me. Goodbye.
Thank you for that, Adam. Very informative as usual. It's now time for another advertisement break.
As you may know, Christmas is just around the corner. Are you sick to your nipples that your kids get the same old shit year on year? Are you bored of the same old Scalectric, Hungry Hungry Hippos and novelty Monopoly boards? Do you feel like you're just throwing your hard-earned cash away? Then why not get your child the Harry's Weapons of Mass Destruction Kids playset? With our trademarked yellow cake uranium, you can simply sit back as your child assembles his multi-purpose death ray. Is there an Indian family next door? Set your death ray to ethnically cleanse and rid yourself of unwanted immigration. Harry's Weapons of Mass Destruction Kids playset is also interactive.
Oh no, you forgot to separate the isotopes.
And when your child tires of the toy, which Harry doubts, you can sell it on to the Iranians. But not before you enrich the uranium in our Fisher-Price play plant. Items sold separately, batteries not included. Easily fashion fissile nuclides with thermal neutrons in just 10 seconds. Be your own radioactive superhero or hold your government to ransom. The possibilities are endless. This Christmas, your kid can go nuclear with Harry's Weapons of Mass Destruction.
Talking about mental health and the human condition, we have an example of the mortal coil with us in the studio today. He is a wake-up call for all of us that disassociate ourselves from the cold truth that we are all fallible, both physically and mentally. We all wear an identity, but it's plastic and shaped by our lives. Our next guest has been in the wind and rain, and his identity has been weathered into the drifter. Is that right?
Yes, Tony Voice.
Please, call me Anthony. I mean, Tony. I'm sorry, you're just so mysterious. I'm heating up.
I am a loner, Tony. When we first met 20 minutes ago in the alley outside, as I surveyed the destitute setting of my own self-destruction and woe, a slither of release from the pain as I smote that brief illusion of happiness, I thought, here is my voice. In you, Tony, maybe I can find peace and meaning in having my story told. Perhaps I would be forgotten as I always felt was my destiny. I was to end my life today, Tony. I was to walk this world for but a day more. And then there was you and your erotic face. Lighter in hand for this, one of many voices in my imperfect life. In you, Tony, I have meaning. You're my serendipitous hand in the cord, and I take it for this day.
I'm honoured to have your hand, Drifter. This is a safe place, especially without Wayne. He's not above fondling his skivvies for loose change. So what's life been like for an outcast like you? Is it similar to the end of the film The Breakfast Club?
Television! Ha! Lying in the feces of the gutters of this world, living on the remnants of the civilised, breaking bread with the untouchables. Ha! Television.
Okay, Drifter, perhaps it's not like The Breakfast Club. I'm more concerned with your apparent wish to end your life. We had Dr. Touch Me In earlier, but he was insane. Perhaps Tony Voice Studios can offer you some form of help. I am somewhat flustered, though. I mean, who can't fail to fall for your mysterious charm?
People, Tony, they want to fix me. I am not some kinder egg, Tony, that has been through some deconstruction process in such a way that reconstruction is fairly difficult.
Well, Drifter, we all like kinder eggs.
I'm more of an after-eight mince man myself, Tony. Many moons ago, in another life, drifting through the French Riviera, I killed a man. We danced and deftly embraced one twilight night, each trying to hide our pain through bruised, battered flesh. He fell that night, and that day I walked with his heart in one hand and his after-eight mince in the other.
Drifter, you killed a man.
That night, yes.
Have you committed any other felonies?
I stole a sofa from a car park in IKEA. You'll sound surprised. I am, after all, a man in a camel coat you met in an alleyway.
I was seduced by fanciful ideas of my past, Drifter. Tony Voice wasn't always on the straight and narrow. I lived on the edge once. Well, less of an edge, more of a fold. A bit like a carefully folded piece of paper, actually.
Or a carefully designated section cornered off for the space where safety may be an issue.
Yes, Drifter, as long as it has an easily recognisable sign with a warning.
Yes, that will be easily read and understood by children.
Ideally, we keep children away from the edge.
You have heard my story, Tony. One kind action from a stranger who, like me, has experienced the edge.
Or the fold.
Yes, or the carefully designated area. And I have decided, in your kindness, I shall live. This drifter will dance with this world once again. And now, for no reason, I must go.
Damn, you're sexy.
Can I borrow some money? Bus fare, perhaps enough to buy a Capri Sun fun-sized drink and other such necessities?
Drifter, if I had the money, perhaps a Capri Sun myself for you. Wayne steals anything nice. A Nutri-Grain bar with my name on it has gone missing.
No, sorry, I should not have asked. We are not there yet. I did not want to make things awkward.
Oh, that's,
We are not there yet. How about if I stay on your couch for a few nights?
I'm sorry, Drifter. I'm just not that kind of man to have a gentleman caller. But talk to Mary after the show and Tony Voice Studios will try and find you a warm bed for this itchy night. And that's it for today's episode of Tony Voice. Voice is his voice. Bye!
If you've got a name, then share it with me. We will talk, 'cause I am Tony. So voice your voice with Tony Voice.